Pulse Morning Show. Travis here. And joining us this morning, she joined us once before and now returning back. We didn't scare her off the first time. We have Natalie Higgins, the executive director over at Phenom. Good morning, Natalie. How are you?
Hi, Travis. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. So for anyone who missed out last time, what is Phenom? You know, what are your goals? What do you do?
Sure.
And where do you fit into the state?
Sure. So Phenom stands for the Public Higher Education Network of Massachusetts. We love long organization names, but a really great acronym. And basically, we're a coalition group that brings together students, staff, faculty, administrators, alumni, and the larger community to advocate for more affordable, more accessible, quality public higher education in the Commonwealth. So I get to talk about public higher ed. I'm a UMass Amherst alum myself. I know you went to Bridgewater State.
Yeah.
So it's a really awesome job for me to be able to talk about public higher ed in the Commonwealth.
That's excellent. And I know I have discussions with Massachusetts when they come in and stuff like that. And we always talk about the fact that the more educated we can make our workforce, the more it pays off tenfold.
Sure, sure. Yeah, it means less reliance on social services. It means more income, so they can pay more in taxes, which means more revenue for the state, better health outcomes. All of these things come from more education. So it's something we really should be investing in as a state, and
Absolutely.
Something we haven't always invested in as a state.
Well, that's the thing. It seems like, you know, the first thing to always get cut whenever you need to make cutbacks, it's like, well, we'll cut the arts and education. Cut the education first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we never talk about, you know, cutting some fat off the wallet or anything like that. It's always right off the education right away.
Right.
So now there's an interesting report that's just come out. When was this published, and what is this report all about?
This report from Mass Budget and Policy Center actually came out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We've been working with them for a couple of weeks now, so we're really excited. It's called Debt-Free Public Higher Education, What Would It Take? There's been this talk in the presidential campaign and everything about how do we get to debt-free public higher ed, because we know that it's something that we need to give more access to. We just don't have enough graduates. So Mass Budget looked at kind of what would it cost to fill in that gap, that tuition and fees that fall on students and their families at community colleges, at state universities, and even at the UMass system. So it's really, really exciting, kind of giving a dollar value for how can we actually get debt-free in the Commonwealth. And the numbers, you know, they could seem big, but in
anytime you mention state budgets, it's in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
So right. So the reality is these are kind of Oregon and Tennessee are doing it already. They're kind of filling that gap. It's kind of the last resort dollar to fill that gap for students. And what's exciting to see, just to cover current in-state students at community colleges and state universities, so those four-year students, it's only $325 million a year. If we're talking about free community college, like what President Obama has proposed, it's only $127 million to do free community college for everyone. So that really isn't that much, and it's really exciting for us to have these real numbers to start talking with legislators about, like, what would it take? How can we get there? And it could take a couple of years, but this is something that is happening in other states, and we can't get left behind.
Absolutely. And you, I mean, you looked at the college diploma is almost the brand new high school diploma.
Absolutely.
The college degree is what the high school diploma used to be. And so there is a lot of people that say, well, you know, if we're going to require this and every job is going to require this, it should be the norm and it should be the standard. Now, the states that have already started to do this, you know, do you know, like, kind of, you know, what the response has been? You know, how they've been pulling extra money together? What's been the overall outcome of doing that?
Sure. So Tennessee was the first one. And they estimated the cost at $35 million a year to close that gap. And after their first year of implementation, 90% of public high school students applied to college.
Excellent.
That's huge. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what we want to see. We want everyone to feel like they have a right to go to college, because right now that's not the case. And in Oregon, they think that their plan is going to affect 4,000 to 6,000 community college students, and they're estimating the cost at around $10 million a year.
And it is interesting because it is tough, you know, where it is almost a requirement. There are some people that don't go to college because they can't afford to take on that debt, or there's others that take on that debt. And then even if you go to a public institution, I went to a public institution, I got the presidential scholarship, which was still the, you know, top tier scholarship, and still came out with some debt. Not as much as if I'd gone to a private university, but, you know, so as a kind of, I say recent graduate, I've been out 4 years now, but it's one of those things where, you know, there was things, you know, when I graduated, I couldn't go out and buy the brand new car right away. Sure. I couldn't go out and get these things that would really help stimulate the economy. I mean, you think about it, if I went out and bought a new car, think of, first of all, I mean, that's a big purchase. And second of all, you know, the state's going to get a lot more on the excise taxes and a lot more on the property tax every year than they're going to get off of, you know, my car that was 8 or 10 years old that I'm, you know, basically giving them $25 a year for. So it does pay off in ways like that you don't imagine. And you know, there's a lot of recent graduates that aren't going out and they're not buying houses. They're not doing that because so you're losing out on that additional property tax that you could be getting because kids can't afford to move out. So we need to do something.
Sure. And Phenom, we released a report a couple of months ago called The Causes and Consequences of Mounting Student Debt in Massachusetts. And it looked exactly at that. What are we losing as a state? And it's pretty astonishing. We're losing $2.5 billion to student loan debt payments.
So it would almost be easier to just pay. It would be cheaper to just cover it in the long term.
Right. Exactly. And Massachusetts is unique in the fact that you're more likely to take out student debt if you go to a public university than a private university. This is not common across the rest of the nation and pretty scary considering 9 out of 10 public university students stay in the Commonwealth, where a lot of private students leave. They go to other states. Mm-hmm. So we're burdening students with debt and they're staying here because they're our community members. They're here long term. They want to be here. They believe in the Commonwealth, and we really need to be raising them up and giving them the opportunity not to be saddled with all of this debt.
And I don't know if you would have the answer, but for any listeners out there, myself included, it's almost like, you know, how did we come to this point where college has become so inflated? I mean, you look at say in the, you know, the 70s and even the 80s, how much it costs to attend a college versus, you know, the cost of minimum wage. I mean, you could work a full-time job in the summer and not have to pay that much when you go back to school. I mean, you work a full-time job here 40 hours a week during the summer all throughout high school, and you're going to cover the cost of your books and maybe one of your loans. So how is it able to go so unchecked for so long? Like, how is it able to inflate that much?
I mean, the inflation, we talk about it all of the time. There were specific decisions made by key actors in the federal government to defund public education. We think public higher education is a right. We think it's a public good. Other people might argue with us and don't believe that. We think we're getting there. Mm-hmm. We think the dialogue that's happening with the Obama administration and this push for free community college of college is now kind of the given. You need to have a college education, just like high school wasn't accessible at the turn of the 20th century, but we decided we needed to invest in it and make sure that it was free and accessible for everyone. So we're at a turning point where we're headed there now. And just from the Mass Budget report, between fiscal year 2002 and fiscal year 2013, the state itself cut $335 million from public higher education. That's where we saw the increase in tuition, where it was going up every single year, tuition and fees. We really need to start reinvesting in public higher education because we're still so far, almost 20% below fiscal year 2001 levels just for state funding.
I think the other thing that amazes me, too, is if you look at the cost for, say, you know, the core requirements. You look at what it would cost you to take a core requirement at a state or a private university, you know, that basic math course that you need freshman year, you look at how much it would cost compared to the cost at a community college. And it's the same course that you get the same credit for, but why? It's just so much more. It's unbelievable.
Sure. Sure. And I mean, there's just different realities of how each segment is funded, community colleges versus state universities versus UMass. And you look nationally, it's completely different. At the average 2-year public institution in Massachusetts costs $5,300 a year. In California, it costs $1,400. In New Mexico, it costs $1,600. Those are huge discrepancies and really reflective of how much the state values public higher education.
So this new report came out. For anyone just tuning in, it was a new report by Mass Budget, and your group Phenom worked on this report with them, and basically it kind of broke down what it would cost to invest in higher education for students across the Commonwealth. Now, we had one person who knew I was going to be talking about this today that wanted to know, does this apply to only, you know, would, if this were to take effect, you know, would it apply to, say, people who are middle-aged wanting to go back to school, or people that were older that want to go back, or only people graduating high school and going directly into college?
It all depends on the legislation. Different states have done different things. Some states are targeting it towards the more traditional recent high school graduates. mm-hmm. we understand that most students, and particularly at the community college level, are what are quote-unquote non-traditional students, but in our eyes, very much traditional. Mm-hmm. So adult learners, people who are going back maybe for a second job in their adult life because the economy has changed so much, single parents, people with families because they had to put it off, people who are going part-time because they can't afford right now mm-hmm. to be able to do school full-time, and they need to be working full-time to support themselves and their families.
And I think it's very important that, you know, we don't let that population kind of slip under the cracks, because there are people that want to, you know, go back and, you know, maybe reinvent themselves, or maybe they were laid mm-hmm. off and couldn't work in their field, or maybe their field has kind of changed and it's gone by the wayside, and they need to reinvent themselves. And it, you know, they should be entitled to the same opportunities, I would imagine, mm-hmm. That you know, younger students were. It's like, sure. Well, just because they're younger, they're going to get this. Sure. But I mean, education should be open to everybody.
Absolutely. And we're really excited about this report from Mass Budget, because it doesn't just talk about free community college, which mm-hmm. has kind of been the buzzword right now. We know that free community college will probably track a lot of low-income, minority, and first-generation students mm-hmm. into the community colleges that are already so underfunded and mm-hmm. struggling to get students through to graduation, just because they aren't receiving the appropriate state funding or federal funding. And we really want to see a system where it's letting students choose what works for them. Do they want to go to a 2-year program? Great. Do mm-hmm. they want to go to a 4-year program? Great. Let's start them there.
That's excellent, because sometimes you don't need that 4-year program. You know, depending on what you're studying, you might only need that 2-year certificate or that little mm-hmm. bit of extra training. Or if you're going to be a doctor, obviously mm-hmm. you're going to need a lot more training. But yeah, I think it definitely makes sense to break it up that way, because you know, schooling is not all uniform across yeah. the fields.
My brother is a graduate from Mass Bay Community College. He has mm-hmm. his 2 years associates in automotive mechanics. Mm-hmm. That's something that's very specialized, and he could make a great deal of money doing
Absolutely.
That with just a 2-year degree. But it did take that extra education and that extra investment to mm-hmm. earn those skills.
Absolutely. And now, so we have to let you go in just a minute, but so now we have this report out. Where can listeners find this report mm-hmm. and kind of what's the next step?
So they can find the report on Mass Budget's website. They can also later today find it on our website. We'll have a blog post going up about it. Mm-hmm. And you can reach Phenom at Phenom, Phenom, online.org. And if you want to get involved, that's a really great way to check us out, find out what we're doing, find a local chapter near you. We're actually working with some students at Fitchburg State to get a chapter going up there. But we have a chapter at Quinn Sig starting in the fall. So we're really excited to be seeing a lot of new stuff happening in Central Mass
Excellent.
This year.
And Natalie, I want to thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it. And again, check them out online. And what was your website one last time?
Phenomonline.org.